Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome, everyone, to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romantic love. You are listening to the show all about passionate love songs, poetry, guest appearances, all sorts of fun segments. So I hope you guys are going to have a really good show tonight. We invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story with us. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song that you would like to hear and the message you would like to say, and we will play it for the one that you love. So my name is Solaris. I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. And we have a very special guest tonight. We have Adam Zelkind, and he has written so many cool songs for TV, he's gotten lots of awards for it. He's co-written with amazing people. So I'm really excited to feature him tonight, and I can't wait to play his music for you guys right now. I am going to welcome him to the show with one of my favorite songs that he has written, and this song is called Born Delicious, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the song right after you guys hear it, so I hope you enjoy it, and we will be right back.
I was a young sprout, my mama would hide me in a thicket, say, baby, don't move. And I'd try to be good, but my feet would start itching for something better to do. One day I stuck out a toe and nothing happened, so I tested my luck and stepped out. I heard a hyena laughing, whistle for the pack, and I outrun him by the skin of my brows. It's a bitch to be born delicious, always looking over your back. See him licking their chops and wanting what you got, and there ain't no making friends with a big cat. It's a bitch at the bottom of the food chain. Well, you're destined to become one of their dishes. It's a bitch, it's a bitch, it's a bitch to be born delicious. But it was once all the rage to die of old age. Not sure when the playing field shifted. Maybe the Garden of Eden, where some of us stayed vegan, and some got a taste for steak on the hoof, and that's twisted. It's a bitch to be born delicious, always looking over your back, to see them licking their chops and wanting what you got, and there ain't no making friends with no big cat. It's a bitch at the bottom of the food chain. Well, you're destined to become one of the dishes. It's a bitch, it's a bitch, it's a bitch to be born delicious, yeah. Oh, I see you looking at me like a piece of meat, and boy, I know what's on your mind. You better be on your A game, Sugarfoot. If you think you're getting a piece of this behind, it's a bitch to be born delicious. Always having to look over your back. You see them licking those chops and wanting what you got, and there ain't no making friends with a big cat. It's a bitch at the bottom of the food chain. Well, you're destined to become one of the dishes. It's a bitch, it's a bitch, it's a bitch to be born delicious. Yeah. Oh, this delicious.
So that was Born Delicious, and we have the songwriter and composer Adam Zelkind on the line with us right now. Adam, how are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so good, and I'm so glad that you're able to be on our show. This is awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yay!
That was the amazing Lisa Carver, who I, you know, all these people who I get to work with, I'm just so honored, and she is one of the best writers, I think, walking the planet, and one of the greatest, sexiest singers walking the planet, too, and she just... You heard she tears it up.
Oh, my gosh. She's so cool. You guys, we have another song that they wrote together, Adam and Lisa. We have this really cool song, Sultry, that we're going to be playing later on in the show for you guys that you're going to love. So how did you meet her? And explain a little bit, if you can, about your writing process with other, like when you co-write with other people.
Okay. Well, I met Carver through a friend of mine. She was in Nashville, Tennessee, and I met this guy Briggs, and he introduced me to some of the amazing writers in Nashville who I kind of hit it off with, and she was one of them. And I went out there for a trip, and we just kind of went at it, started writing, and it clicked. You know, it's just like dating when you're co-writing. You got to find the right chemistry and see what happens.
Absolutely. That is so true. I love that. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the TV shows you have written music for? I believe you've written for over 650 hit television episodes.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate that way, and I got to work as, you know, composing music and writing songs and producing them for just a ton of episodes of TV and movies also. And so what I, gosh, well, the latest one has been this show called The Heart of Dixie, which is on the CW, and that's been really fun because I kind of got to do all sorts of songs that, licensed 20 songs to that particular show, and a lot of which were with my Nashville friends, and some were from just people from all over the place, and really different sounding stuff. And they were able to plug into kind of the sense of humor on songs and utilize them. You know, the Warner Brothers folks there, that they had a really talented staff there, and somehow we hit it off, and it just, it worked. So that's been really, really fun for me.
That is so cool. So I know that you have some music with Will Champlin from The Voice, and we have some of that the music on the show for you guys there. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it was like working with Will and, you know, that experience.
Well, Will is once again, just so incredibly talented, and I love the fact that I got to do a whole record full of songs with him, and, you know, putting some of them on as well onto TV shows, and it's just, I met him before he was on The Voice, actually, and he'd come over, and we'd sit in the living room, and talk and start writing a song about what was going on with our lives, and then we'd jump in the studio and knock it out. And it was really cool with Will. We can usually write and record a song in the same day, you know, a nice 12-hour day, do the writing, and then have a meal and lock ourselves into the studio and just go at it. And he's just really good at what he does. You know, you can play anything and sings real well. And we seem to write great songs, so that's been fun.
Aw, that's awesome. Well, I'm going to play a song that you guys wrote together now called Love's Got Its Pros and Cons, which I think is a really cool song. So if you will stay on the line with us, Adam, we will be right back after this. And I can't wait to hear more about your music and your projects and your career. So, again, thank you so much for being on our show. And this is Love Got It. Yay. This is Love Got Its Pros and Cons by Adam Zelkind and Will Champlin. And we'll be right back after this. Love Got Its Pros and Cons by Adam Zelkind and Will Champlin. And we are going to go to a short commercial break right now, but we will be right back after this. As the seasons change, it's important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or anytime, with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area, so go to www.cynthialauran.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong man. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And we have one of our poets here, Lydia, with her Shakespeare in Love segment. And she has a really cool Shakespeare section that she's going to read for us tonight. So this is Lydia.
Hi, Jamie. Hope you're having a great night. So 22nd of April is Earth Day. It's coming up soon. And I saw online that about 700,000 people signed up to join in one of the Earth Day meditation events. So if you don't know what to do on Earth Day, you can sign up for one of those. And I saw also that 600,000 people signed up to plant a tree. So if you want to get your hands dirty and dig in some mud, then I'd say go do that. I picked a piece to read from The Taming of the Shrew, one of my favorite Shakespeare plays. And this piece is about Petruchio's little plan. Thus have I politely begun my reign, and 'tis my hope to end successfully. My falcon now is sharp and passing empty. Until she stoop, she must not be full gorged, for then she never looks upon her lure. Another way I have to man my haggard, to make her come and know her keeper's call, that is to watch her. As we watch these kites that bait and beat and will not be obedient. She eat no meat today, nor none shall eat. Last night she slept not, nor tonight she shall not. As with the meat, some undeserved fault I'll find about the making of the bed. And here I'll fling the pillow, there the bolster, this way the coverlet, another way the sheet, aye. And amidst this hurly, I intend that all is done in reverent care of her. And in conclusion, she shall watch all night. And if she chance to not rail and brawl and with the clamor keep her still awake, this is a way to kill a wife with kindness. And thus I'll curb her mad and headstrong humor. He that knows better how to tame a shrew, now let him speak. 'Tis charity to show. Anyway, so I hope you're having a great week as spring is coming and all the Tauruses in your friend circle are going to have birthdays soon. For people that have been following on the Maartenhuis protest to the Occupy University movement here in Amsterdam, the university had sent out a SWAT team to remove 12 students. And that didn't really go down smoothly in the sense some kids got arrested, but a counteraction, thousands of people started marching in the streets as a protest to what the university did. So we got a big, even bigger protest after they removed those students, and now the university head actually stepped down. I'm not sure what's going to happen next, but I'll keep you updated. Have a great night. Bye. Oh, and if you plant a tree, please take a picture and send it to me.
Yes, Lydia is a very strong, humanitarian and environmentalist and everything. So if you guys plant a tree for Earth Day, feel free to send it to her. And exactly, there are a lot of Taurus people with birthdays. So Lydia, she is having her birthday next week. So, well, actually in 2 weeks. So she has her birthday the beginning of May, and Shakespeare, who she loves to read, is also having his birthday in a few days. So we have a lot of Taurus birthdays, and also our special guest tonight, he also is having a birthday very soon in the next few days. So I think there's something to be said about Tauruses being artistic and great communicators. So happy birthday to all you Tauruses out there. We are actually coming to the first day of Taurus. We are at the cusp of it right now. So we are moving into Taurus energy, which is going to be a really nice energy for everybody. It should be a little more calm than Aries, and it should be a little more grounded and financially practical. So you guys can look forward to that. For everybody following Lydia throughout the week, you guys can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/Lydia Mayan. And now we have Jeff on the line with us right now, and he has our artist to watch every week. So he has picked a really cool artist to watch this week. Jeff, who do we have right now that we're going to watch?
Okay, this artist I found, actually I found her about a couple months ago. And I've been kind of sitting on it for a while because I wasn't sure which direction it was going to go. And then about a week ago, they released a full EP from her. Her name is Halsey, okay? Her actual name is actually Flagenpain, but we're going to go with Halsey because that's the name she's decided to go by. It's actually from a train station on the L line in New York City. So she picked that up. She's a resident of New Jersey, has a tremendous following in the New York area, and kind of connected there. Very pop electronica. Definitely has... kind of a connection to like the Tove Lo type of sound, maybe an early Ella Goulding type of feel to it, but a little bit rougher, a little bit more raw. I really kind of enjoyed it. The new album came out this last week. It's called Room 93. It's an EP. Capitol Records picked her up. And generally when a large label like that decides to grab a hold of an artist and run with it, that usually said some really positive things. I went to her website today, and I was checking out her homepage. And, you know, normally when you're reading the bio of an artist and everything, you get like 4 or 5 paragraphs of random stuff about them, the history, blah, blah, blah. But with hers, it was just 2 sentences. And I thought it really just struck home because it was very honest. It said, "I am Halsey. I will never be anything but honest. I write songs about sex and being sad and lonely." I mean, that's her bio.
That's awesome.
Quite honestly, when somebody, just an artist, a music artist that just blatantly just throws it out there and says, "Hey, this is what I'm all about," and it's that simple, I think it makes the connection that much stronger. Anybody who's interested in seeing her will have a great opportunity to do it this summer because she is opening up for Imagine Dragons the entire summer. So that started off last week. She'll be going through that until August. It will be everywhere. And, you know, that's why I'm kind of thinking this is somebody that we want to keep an eye on because, you know, she's the right artist, the right place, the right time in front of a lot of fans because Imagine Dragons, obviously huge. Their shows will be sold out. She'll get great exposure. And the song we're going to hear tonight called Ghost has a lot of potential to take off and move with that at the same pace. So check it out. I think you'll like it.
That is awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff. I am obsessed with this song already. I've been listening to it a few times this afternoon, so I think you guys are definitely going to love it, and I love that she's opening for Imagine Dragons and getting picked up by Capitol Records, so super, super awesome. This is Halsey with Ghost. I hope you guys like it, and thank you, Jeff, so much.
You're welcome.
I'm searching for something that I can reach.
I don't like them in a string. I don't want no face trash. Want them wearing leather bag and let me be your taste test. I like the sad eyes, bad guys, mouth full of white lies. Kick me in the corridor where Christy tell me goodbye.
You say that you're no good for me. Now I'm always tugging at your sleeve and I swear I hate you.
got to keep alone, boy. Got a million numbers and they're filling up your phone, boy. I'm off the deep end, sleeping all night through the weekend, saying that I love him, but I know I'm gonna leave him.
You say that you're no good for me. I'm always talking, not you leaving. I swear I hate you and you leave, or I like it anyway.
Definitely keep an eye out for her, you guys, because she is definitely an artist to watch. And get her EP. That sounds awesome. Now we are going to go back and we are going to interview Adam. I had a question for you. You obviously have done a lot of reality TV. How is that like for you to do music for that opposed to something like Heart of Dixie, which is more like a, you know, a scripted series that's more for like drama and, you know, more of like a story?
Yeah, I mean, it's all music is the first answer, but it's a drastically different approach and skill set, I would say. And when I was doing the composing for the reality, it was really fun because I got to do every style of music. You know, I worked with guys like Flavor Flav and Bret Michaels, like people I just never would have thought I'd work with. And it's a very busy, incredibly dense schedule, and you know, you're working a lot. You're doing your 12 and 15 hour days, and pretty much I was doing 7 days a week, you know, and just doing it a lot. And the songs, I work really hard also. When I'm making records, I get to pace it, and I've been approaching it in such a way that I can do the records and write the songs with the artists that I'm working with, and then kind of, you know, find a home for it. So we're writing what we want to write. And then if I have an opportunity like this that you mentioned, the Heart of Dixie, where I kind of get in and they like what I'm bringing to them, then I sort of have an idea of the things that work for that particular project. And then when I'm writing with the various artists that I'm working with, I can sort of aim it to work within that structure. But primarily when I do songs, I try to write great songs and then find a place for them in the world so people can hear them, we can share them, you know, and they get on one of these shows and all of a sudden 6 million people get to hear it, and it's wonderful.
That is so cool. And obviously you write so many different genres, but if you were going to be, let's say, a recording artist and going out there in the world and, you know, putting out a CD of your own stuff, what genre do you think you would pick out of all of them?
Oh, boy, that's a question. It might be sort of an old R&B or indie folk, a blend of that. Kind of thing, you know, and sort of a mishmash, really. I, I'm wimping out of here. You know, I just like mixing different things together and just whatever comes from the heart, really.
I love it.
I avoided that question quite, hopefully, skillfully, right? But just,
absolutely.
You know, just try to make stuff that's really authentic and nice to listen to.
Who do you feel like have been the most strong musical influences in your life?
Well, I really gravitate towards some of the old sort of songwriters, and Bob Dylan, I really love his songwriting, and Peter Gabriel, I really love his writing and his approach to music, and you know, his words are still very profound, yet he just uses his voice as a musical instrument in and of itself, and he kind of just really brings a whole 360 experience with his music, and just I'm quite impressed by that. And those great Little Feet is one of my favorite bands. I'm reaching to the oldies, the goodie stuff here, and people that just affected me profoundly.
Absolutely. I love it. And we have one of your songs right now, Looking for Love. And I love it because it's so cute and it's a beat and it's sweet. And I remember we were in the studio, you know, a few months ago with Bianca, and she was like, this song is one of my favorite songs. And, you know, it really touched my heart for sure. Can you tell us a little bit about your connection with this song?
Yes, we all seem to be doing this one point in our lives or another, and repeated times perhaps. And I met this lovely, sweet, talented lady who's become a dear friend of mine, Cofield Mundy, and she was at the time living in South Africa. So we were writing from really far away, and we actually started the song, we were together, and then I guess we were writing over Skype, and it's really just what an experience when you're writing on somebody's, you know, on the computer across the world. I didn't really know if I'd be able to plug into that vibe, and somehow it happened and it worked, and she's since moved out here to California, and we've made some wonderful records together. So this is, yeah, Cofield Mundy with Looking for Love, and check it out.
Awesome. So this is Looking for Love. I hope you guys like it. We'll be right back.
My perfect man, I'm just looking for love.
for love, and I feel like there are just so many people out there that can relate to that song. So I hope you guys liked it. And now we have Zara with her raw poetry, and we have her on the line with us right now. How are you doing, love?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I know we always start off with your poem, but I was wondering if you could share with us that you have some pretty cool news right now. And what would you like to share with everybody right now?
From time to time, I like to write pieces and articles about sort of empowering people, you know, especially women. And I was asked to write an article a couple months ago for empowerwomen.org, and it just got published yesterday. They're actually in Australia, so there was a kind of a day between our messages. So it was put up there, and it was all over Twitter, and I got really excited because the United Nations Women actually retweeted my article. So that was really, really exciting. I almost fell out of my chair when I saw it.
So it is.
I hope that, you know, it's a little bit about my personal story and about how, you know, for every dollar that a man makes, a woman makes 75 cents to that dollar, and how that's not fair, and how that, you know, we can kind of, you know, sort of bridge that gap one way or another. So.
Oh, that is
my
so awesome.
Are coming out.
Yay! So you guys definitely got to check that out. And what poem do you have for us tonight?
Tonight I have a poem called Freaking Impossible. That's the name of it. And I'll sort of just let you have your interpretation of it, you know, see what you think.
Yay! So feel free to read that anytime you're ready.
Okay. I feel it every day, the spider webs that rub against my cheekbones as I try to see through the other side, the constant threads that connect every second and right before the last thread is pulled to reveal the masterpiece of our lives. Each spider is different, each thread a different feel, some strong, some weak, some I have become part of their web. When I think I see a clearing, I run to only trip on another cliche on my way. When you become submerged in what you see, you realize you forgot what you actually feel. I never thought it was possible to get out of all the confusion in my mind. Every time I tried to figure it out or make sense of it, I would fall apart again. I had become as frail as the webs you created. It wasn't until complete silence with my lover did I actually understand. The moments of light I saw through the webs was not hope, it was clarity. I began to see past the massive dump of bullshit that consumed you. I realized what I felt, the difference in the threads, who was real, who was fake, and who was meant to be severed. The perfect real red cords, French braided in between the thousands of gray, black, and white mesh that you created, a cheap imitation of art. If you put half the time into being honest instead of your lies, oh, the epic empires you could create. But you choose to lure your prey and keep them with you till the end simply because you never want to be alone. When I cheated on you with myself, I realized how sick you were, how you manipulated, planned, and carved every single part to keep me in a web. I've always said the most dangerous thing you can do in life is underestimate another person. So here's my answer to your impossible riddle. Here's my machete in my right hand and my cigar in my left. Watch me cut every bullshit thread you tried to make real. Watch me create my own cloud of smoke for you to sweat in. As I leave this godforsaken asylum, I lock myself. Remember this. I will take with me the real threads, the connections that will last forever. I loved you like a rock star. I came close to ODing on you every single night. The difference between dreaming and reality. Reality always wins. My true connections will never leave my side. I am off to submerge myself in me, and off you go, weaving another web to catch another lost soul, searching for hope that you will never find.
Aw, that's awesome. Thank you so much for reading that, baby.
Thanks. I'm glad you like it. It was sort of a little twist, kind of getting away from the confusion. And, you know, people put up a lot of things, and sometimes it's hard to see what's real, what's not. Oh,
that is so true. It's always hard to find clarity, you know, when you're dealing with other people, because you never really know. You just have to believe them or trust your intuition.
Exactly. And if your intuition is a bit foggy, then you're completely confused.
Exactly.
So eventually it clears up. Everything eventually clears up one way or another. It always, always does. So
absolutely.
A little fun twist on that. Yeah.
So for everybody following Zara throughout the week, you guys can go to her Facebook page and add her at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com, and her Twitter is twitter.com/zibraham181. So as we have also mentioned before in other episodes, you guys can still support us to help us go to Paris to broadcast live from there in France. We are taking your donations and submissions, and you guys can get lots of fun rewards and perks for it by going to Indiegogo.com and searching for Facets of the Heart, which is cool. And then, Zara, did you want to say a final thing about your song before we wrap up?
Yes, the song is going to be recorded on the 27th of this month. So we're getting the first vocalist in, and then the second vocalist is going to follow that. And it's really, really exciting to kind of see it come together. So I can't wait. It's unreal. Until I hear it, see it, touch it, it's unreal.
So cool, baby. That is awesome. Well,
yeah.
Super proud of you for, you know, all the hard work you're doing on it, and we can't wait to hear it on here.
Thanks so much, and have a great night. And, you know, Monday nights are the best nights out there. And for anybody who's listening, you should never miss a Monday night with Facets of the Heart, because it's the best. So.
Well, thank you so much, baby girl. You have a wonderful night, and we will see you next Monday.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Bye. And now we have our sneak peek song of the week. The band this week that's coming out tomorrow is called Passion Pit, which is really cool. So we have their music right now. My favorite song from them, which I really like, is called All I Want, which is great. And there's a lot of really good songs on their record, so I think you guys would really like that. You guys might have heard some of the songs before already on the radio, like 1985, that sort of thing. So they have some really cool, fun stuff. Their album is called Kindred, and that's coming out tomorrow. So feel free to get it if you like what you hear. This is All I Want by Passion Pit, and we will be right back.
Yeah. All I want are hooks to hang your flowers on, and paper to write letters on, 'cause you're all I want.
So that is All I Want by Passion Pit, and their album Kindred comes out tomorrow. So I hope you guys liked it. And now we're going to go back to Adam with his awesome music. And we're going to ask you, Adam, if you would love to share with us, I know you're super humble, but you have gotten a lot of awards, which is really cool. So why don't you share with us a little bit about the awards you have gotten?
Well, they have Performing Rights Societies, ASCAP and BMI and CSAC and such, and, you know, they have their award shows each year, and I was fortunate enough to be awarded some awards. I got 5 from ASCAP, and when I was with BMI, I got 3 from them, and a couple of them were for the, they call it Most Performed Music on Television, is the, I guess, the title of the awards. And, you know, it's just sort of a thing, like when your luck is going strong, then, you know, they give you a little award to keep the memory of that, I guess. I don't know, dust collectors. But I'm grateful that I got them, I guess, and, you know, better get them than not.
Oh, well, that is awesome. You definitely deserve to be recognized in that way and honored. So that is really cool that that happened for you. Can you share us a little bit about some of your upcoming projects or things that you would like to do in the future?
Yeah, I'm working on a really cool movie coming up that I'm excited about. I'll be doing music for, and it is just one of those projects that's really good for the world, and it's encouraging people to heal and to make the world a better place through play, through children playing sports and activities. And you know, this foundation provides equipment, balls, and things for children and whoever wants to play sports. And, you know, if they want to play soccer in Africa and things like that, you know, they can do it. So this movie is coming out. It's going to be a documentary kind of explaining how these people are trying to heal the world in their own way. So honored to be doing that, and been working on some wonderful records lately. A fella, John Lloyd Young, and writing songs for his record, and working with Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Arion. Sarah Lee's grandpa is Woody Guthrie, the famous folk singer, and doing that, and with writing songs for that, and recording them here and producing them, and with the, again, vastly talented Glenn Phillips, who, he's the front man, the writer and lead singer for Toad the Wet Sprocket, and it's all sorts of folks who are just, you know, they're good at what they do, and wonderful, great people. And that's kind of where I've been aiming my energy, is finding people who I enjoy spending time with and creating music with, and that's what we're doing. And luckily it's been going all in a good way, and people seem to receive the songs well. So I'm trying to just keep having fun.
Aw, that's cool. Absolutely. That is so great that you guys, you know, can do that. Because I feel like once you get to a certain place in your career, you can choose what you'd like to do instead of maybe having to take every job that comes your way. So this seems like a really fun, exciting, creative time for you.
Yeah, it's really nice to kind of do that and be able to enjoy life and you know, kind of take time to smell the roses, as they say, and go and walk, see the ocean every day and get inspired and do yoga and all the, you know, things that make you feel good. And it's a time of balance right now, and I'm really enjoying that, because I worked really hard for quite a long time, and luckily I was wise enough to remember that you got to just focus on the things you love, and that's what I'm doing.
Aw, that is so perfect. I love it. So we are going to wrap up the live portion of the show by playing one of your songs, that song we were talking about before, Sultry, which I love. So what can you tell us about the meaning of that song and, you know, your connection to it, how you guys wrote it, that sort of thing?
Yes, well, that's once again, Lisa Carver is the energy that you're going to hear, you know, singing that and just emoting sort of that raw sexiness. And she's just tells it like it is. And it was funny, this song that is the final record is the first take. And she was playing the guitar, and all I did was I just added some dobro guitar after and mixed it. And I remember she kept saying, "Oh, we got another take." I was like, "No, that just magic happened." And she and the other co-writer Patty and I, we were like, "Oh my God, whatever just happened, we're lucky to be a part of, because this was a magic moment." So yeah, you'll get to hear kind of the absolute bare real deal there, you know. First take went right on the record, and like I said, just added one little dobro part, and that was it. So, yeah, you'll see what I mean.
Oh, very cool. And then, how can they get a hold of you if they would like to work with you in the future? What are some of your websites or links for people to be able to connect with you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, and that'd probably be a good way to do that.
Awesome.
I have all these records coming out with the various artists that we do, and then I think I'm going to be doing a collection, like an Adam Z and Friends kind of thing, and just take one or two from certain chosen artists and put them all together and kind of put it out as a collection. And I don't know when we're actually putting that out, but you can keep an eye open for it.
Definitely. Oh, that sounds very cool. I can't wait to hear it. Obviously, I love all the stuff that you do, and I love all the friends that you work with on this album and everything that you've shared with me. So I'm excited, and you guys are going to love hearing Sultry. So we're going to play that right now. And thank you, Adam, for being a part of our show tonight. We really appreciated featuring you, and your music is amazing.
Well, thank you so much. And your show's great. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Aw, thank you. Awesome. Well, you guys, I hope you guys all have a wonderful Monday night, and we will see you guys all next Monday for our next episode of Facets of the Heart. And I hope you guys enjoy Adam's music in the extended podcast version of the show, which is fun. So thank you, Adam, and thank you guys for listening. This is Facets of the Heart signing off, and we will see you guys all next Monday. Bye.
About that time, moon spilling through them Alabama pines, and she's at home, and so is he. Let's slip on out to that patch of ground and lay a blanket down beneath that sultry. We're swaying like them branches in this southern breeze. Slow down, you can't rush. A kiss that tastes like sweet tea, hard as the yogi sun, is so, so tree. Hush, hush, those lips of wine, honey. Lay your heart down here right next to mine, and just hold me like the wildflower I've become every time you lay me down here beneath our soul tree. Soul tree, we're swaying like them branches in the southern breeze. Oh, slow down, honey. You can't rush a kiss that tastes like sweet tea and as hot as the August sun. Is so, so tree.
I reach out or withdraw, accept or complain, keep fighting battles we both lose again and again. Do we step to the side, greet with a smile, share the same bed and pretend every once in a while? I thought I knew the game, but the rules aren't the same as before. Are you happy or sad? I just can't tell anymore. You seem dazed and confused, jumbled and lost, and I'm truly sorry if I am the cause of it all. How do I listen to words you won't say? If I can't complete you, I'm willing to meet you halfway. You have hidden your heart like a diary you keep in a drawer. Are you happy or sad? I really can't tell anymore. I can't tell if the key to the treasure has been lost and will never be found. I can't tell if that sun is still rising when my whole world's turned upside down. Reach out or withdraw, accept or complain, keep fighting battles we both lose again and again. I once saw forever when I looked in your eyes. Now I can't see as far as tomorrow, as hard as I try. Am I ready to swallow the answer that I'm searching for? Are you happy or sad? I truly can't
tell anymore. Are you happy, Sam? I just can't tell anymore.
I pray this song finds you some.